All right, well, let's move on to our next story for this hour. The United Nations has criticized Israel for destroying 30 Palestinian properties in the occupied West Bank. The UN humanitarian coordinator, James Rawley, says the demolitions have resulted in the displacement of 41 people, including 24 children. Rawley says some of the families have been displaced for the second time in less than 2 weeks. Rights groups say the demolitions are aimed at grabbing more land for Israel's settlements and military projects in the occupied Palestinian territories. Israel has built thousands of settler units in the occupied territories despite international condemnation. The settlements are considered illegal under international law. Well, to discuss that further, and I join Mr. Ralph Schadman, who is a political commentator, and he's joining us live now from Berkeley, California. Mr. Schadman, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to ask, you know, every time we speak about Israel, it seems that it is demolishing homes and or building settlements. How do you assess the situation as it stands right now?
Because that is the heart and soul of the Zionist movement from its inception, operating under the premise, a land without a people, for a people without a land, on which basis, going forward to the Nakba, namely the massacre of the Palestinian population, some 85% of the people were removed by force, by massacre. All the land was seized, all the assets, 475 towns and villages, and under Levi Eshkol, legislation was passed based upon the Jewish National Fund, which requires one to show at least four generations of maternal Jewish descent to work on land or own land, to sharecrop it. That's the nature of the Zionist state from its inception. And it was visited upon the Palestinian people who have been driven in diaspora and followed by massacre through predacious war throughout the region, following the Palestinian people wherever they are to attack and undermine and dismantle their attempts at forging a life. So what you describe in the West Bank is an everyday process. It reaches to the point where there are 500,000 settlers now in the West Bank. All the water has been seized. The land is carved up in little spoonfuls that the Palestinians cannot access without running security checks. They can wait days or multiple hours in order to travel a short distance. This is the daily reality. And underlying it is the reality also that the Zionist state and Netanyahu and his cohorts understand that even within the area of Palestine, the Palestinian people are now a majority. That doesn't even speak about the 6+ million Palestinian people in diaspora. So this constant seizure of land, this constant provocation, this constant attempts to forge a new war, whether against Syria, whether against Iran, whether against Lebanon, whether in Gaza, is by way of creating the cover for yet more expulsions, more conditions in which the Palestinian people are driven from their homeland. That is the nature and dynamic of Zionism from its inception, no less than the apartheid state, no less than the imperial projects of dominion. The Palestinian people face a lethal intent on the part of the Zionist state, and there is no way to reconcile a Zionist state, an Israeli state that puts the Palestinian people as a people to be removed from their land and history. You cannot reconcile such a state with any form of self-determination for the people of Palestine, and indeed, the peoples of the region are at constant risk as well. That's the reality.
Right, so Mr. Schadman, would it be fair to say that this process of land seizure by Israel has quickened of recent? And if so, why do you think that is?
Well, it does indeed. We see very clearly its intensification, and it, as you indicate, it's by way of provocation and by way of creating the conditions for war. By constantly seizing land, constantly offering provocation to the population, and I have to say that the Palestinian Authority has been colluding in all of this. They are paid by the Israeli state. They are run by the Central Intelligence Agency. They do not act in the interest and the needs of the mass of the population. And this is pursued and this is persisted in to push the Palestinian people into forms of resistance that will allow even more drastic responses. It's necessary to mobilize not only the people of Palestine, but the settler population itself, which is sickening of permanent war and being used as the cat's paw of such a vicious and predacious system. That requires all peoples of the region to unite in opposing an apartheid-like colonialism that is so brutal and constantly challenge the peoples of the world with further aggression, further dismantling of sovereign authority over people's land and resources. We have to be aware that this is not going to change. It's increasing because Netanyahu, not only Netanyahu, but the Zionist apparatus, seeks war, seeks to provoke war, and imperialism uses them as cat's paws and instruments for their own agenda. That's why they're there.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight. As always, that was Mr. Ralph Schadman, political commentator, speaking to us live from Berkeley, California.